I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Former President Donald Trump held his first campaign rally for the 2024 presidential election in Waco, where he positioned himself as the victim of politicized legal investigations and the sole protector of American values. Trump promised to conduct the largest deportation operation in the nation's history by increasing the number of border enforcement officers and reinstating Title 42, an emergency health order he initiated at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic that has been used to turn away migrants. He also promised to end Russia's invasion of Ukraine within a day of his next administration. He also cast himself as the victim of politicized attacks, particularly an investigation in New York into alleged hush payments made to an adult film star. The crowd was vocal in their support when Trump called to keep transgender women out of cisgender women's sports and pledged to abolish so-called critical race theory from American schools. In 2021, the Texas legislature banned transgender students from competing in public school sports that do not align with their gender assigned at birth. This year, conservative lawmakers hope to extend the ban to university athletics. Trump again painted a grim future if he is denied a second four-year term, portraying himself as the MAGA movement's retribution. The LGBTQ student group at West Texas A&M University is suing university president Walter Wendler for violating their First Amendment rights when he canceled a planned campus drag show, which he believes degrades women. The student leaders and their group allege that Wendler is openly defying the Constitution and called for the event to be reinstated. Lawyers from the Foundation of Individual Rights and Expression, a national campus free speech group, are representing the students, and they have also filed a temporary restraining order to stop Wendler from taking action against the show. While over 10,000 people have signed a student petition in support of the drag show, local conservative leaders have encouraged the West Texas community to attend the protests and express their support for Wendler. Check for updates to any of these stories at texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute. Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute's vision is for Texas to be the national leader in treating all people with mental health needs. Find out more at mmhpi.org.